escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Losing 2 out of 3 to Chicago. Gunner hit the home run Saturday to get the win there. And then salvage the finale against the Phillies. And we talked about Coby Mayo earlier with the 3-run homer. But Trevor Rogers, man. He's having one of the great runs we've seen in the history of the Orioles here through his first few starts of 2025. And you said it all along because I was a naysayer. I mean, this guy's kind of scrub, and he's been trending poorly since his all-star year, his rookie season back in 21. But he looks dominant, and he didn't even have his great command against Philadelphia, but still battled through six over 100 pitches. For Trevor Rogers, and we know the Orioles' rotation next year is still very, very questionable, health permitting. This is a guy that's going to be at or near the top of it in 26.
Yeah. If he pitches like this, he's going to not just be at the top of the Orioles' rotation. He might be at the top of all Major League Baseball when it comes to Cy Young consideration. That's the type of run he's on. Now, I'm going to say this. I'm not expecting Trevor Rogers to go and win a Cy Young. But this is what I was trying to allude to in the past about when you looked at what he did 4 years ago, where he won or he was an all-star and finished as a rookie of the year runner-up, which he probably would have won if he was healthy down the stretch, which he wasn't. He's battled the injuries. But when you sit there, do you go, does this guy just not have it, or has he not been able to get back to what made him so successful? And I like to believe it was that latter part where he battled the injuries, lost confidence when he came back, and still just wasn't fully healthy, like truly wasn't fully healthy. And then you have everything happen before camp this year, which wasn't an arm or shoulder or lat-related injury. But he trusted the process. He stayed with it. And then now he's just on cruise control right now, Bob. And look, through 2+ months of him being in the bigs, and he's got 10 starts now in the year. 10. 9 of them have been really good. Really good. The only one was down in that where the Orioles blew the 8-0 lead to the Tampa Bay Rays, where he sat for a while. But you know what I love? That was his worst outing. How did he follow it up? With 8 shutout innings against Texas. It's how he's doing it too, Bob. He's going deep into games. It's not like he's going and striking out a ton of batters as well. He's being efficient. He's pitching off of his fastball and mixing the changeup and doing so many things right. This was hard to see Kyle Stowers go to Miami and become what I think is a star in the making there. But in the process, if you're an Orioles fan, you wanted pitching, you needed pitching. Well, if he keeps this up, he's going to be one of the top arms, and he's going to be a part of the Baltimore Orioles staff that's going to be trying to get right back in this whole thing.
Let's keep it positive. Gunnar Henderson, defensively, at shortstop over, what, 170 errorless chances, has only 7 on the year. He's making all the spectacular plays. He's making the routine plays, the scatter arm stuff, you know, just trying to let his arm do the thing. No longer part of the equation. He's been on point for the most part with the throws. So Ryan, as you watch him play like the Gold Glove level performer I've always thought he's going to be, granted he's still very young in his major league career, why all of a sudden this guy who was like, what's up with that gun at two? If it goes to short, it's an out.
Yeah, simple answer, reps, experience. You know, people don't always like to hear that, but think about this. Gunnar Henderson, when he came to be an everyday guy in the big leagues, wasn't playing short. He's playing third base. And then, yes, 2023, played more at short down the stretch. 2024, they gave the keys to Gunnar and said, hey, you're our shortstop moving forward. So think about that. And even in the minor leagues, you say, well, Ryan, he's got to be practicing that in the minors. Well, no. He was splitting time, playing third, and playing short. You need the reps. I mentioned that a couple segments ago about players DHing because you're trying to keep them healthy, and I'm all for it. But guys like Gunnar Henderson, Jackson Holliday, who growing up through the system, played multiple positions, get as many reps as you can because that's how you learn. And the big leagues, you got to fail to learn from those mistakes. And for Gunnar, here's the cool thing. And I know he's played less games so far. He's played 10 or 11 less games than this other player, who people deem as maybe the best shortstop in baseball here. You have an idea of who I'm talking about? He's in Kansas City.
I'm picking up what you're putting down. You already signed a long-term extension, yes?
He did. Some people say that's nice. Yeah. You know?
It's cool to do that.
Bobby Witt Jr. has 7 errors on the season, and Gunnar Henderson has 7 errors on the season. Gunnar Henderson is your shortstop. He should be. For everyone that says you should move him off, miss me with that. He is the most athletic player on your team. He has all the intangibles. He just needed the reps. And right there, Bob, he's starting to figure it out. You just mentioned the routine plays are starting to become routine. And if he can continue to do this, he's going to be really good. And Gold Gloves are going to be in his future.
Ribbing it with Ryan, Bob, Eddie, Ryan Ripken, Nolan McGraw. Nolan, get in here because we're going to turn it negative now.
Oh, yeah. Nolan, get on in here for it.
Yeah, because he's our guy. He's bringing the heat guy. Colton Cowles, last year 2nd in the rookie of the year voting. This year, struggle city at the plate. And in fairness to him, he did make a nice play defensively to help the cause against Philly in this finale. Had a double. But, man, a lot of Ks. Batting average is putrid. It just seems lost at the plate. So, Nolan, we're assuming you're cool with Gunnar as a foundation piece. How you feeling about Colton Cowles not even through his 2nd full season yet?
Well, it's disappointing, but I'm not, like, moving off of anybody at this point. Him in particular, not going to move off. But the Ks, you said it's bad. I mean, that's kind of putting it light. Oh. I mean, it's really bad. I mean, we're talking multiple strikeouts a game. The fact that he didn't strike out at all in the finale against Philadelphia, I mean, hey, hats off to you. Had a double in that game. You might as well shut it down right there. I mean, that's best game maybe he's had all year. But before that, I mean, we're talking about like 15 Ks in a 6-game span. It's just, it's abysmal. And then it's not just numbers on a stat sheet for me. When you watch the games, the way he's striking out, he's not going down swinging. He's watching him go right by him, where he's clearly looking for something else, thinking he's getting, I don't know, he's getting a fastball to throw on a breaking ball or vice versa. So he's up there, he's guessing. That to me says that he has no idea what's going on. And if you're guessing, if you're striking out looking that much, you're really out of a rhythm. And he's too good of a player, in my opinion. We've seen him be too good in the past, just last year as a rookie. I'm not willing to give up on him yet, but it is puzzling to take this much of a step back.
Would you give him 8 years for $130 million?
Well, come on now. I mean, you know, let's not get crazy.
So, Ryan Ripken, what the hell is going on with Colton Cowles?
Yeah,
and why is Nolan reluctant to give him an 8-year deal?
Hey, you know what? Why 8 years, 130 all of a sudden? Is that a specific
That's
thing?
That's Roman Anthony.
Happened? Oh, is that what it was? Yeah.
Just a casual steal of a deal for another AL East team while the Orioles can't get anything done.
Oh, you know, and Craig Breslow, who was being deemed public enemy number one up there, the GM for the Red Sox.
Oh, yeah.
After they traded Devers especially, well, you know, traded for Crochet, extended him. He's a top pitcher, and... Well, now they just extended their who they believe is going to be a superstar on their team. But let's talk about Colton Cowser. I always tell you guys when you have an interruption in a season, especially early, and you feel like you got to play catch up, you know, it takes you out of rhythm first and foremost. So like Gunnar Henderson to start the year, missing a couple weeks, you know, you're trying to get right, plus the team's struggling, so then they look at Gunner to be, hey, save us, Gunner, save us. We need you to be that MVP-type player. And he's been good this year, but it's not to the MVP level that people expected. For Cowser, I think you come back and things have been tough for the team. You have missed so much time. You can't make up this time. You can't go and play in the minor leagues and play some rehab games and all of a sudden go, yep, I'm back. It's not how that works. You know, playing rehab games in the minor leagues is not going to correlate to what's going to happen in the big leagues. It's like if you watch a starter in the minor leagues and he gives up 6 runs, I never care about that. I just want to hear, do you feel good? Oh, you're healthy? Great. Because they're just trying to accomplish the feat of being healthy. Now, for Cowser, what his problem is, I think it's part of he feels out of sync, part of, again, the team struggling, and then when you're thinking too much at the plate, you're not going to have results. Nolan, you mentioned he didn't strike out last game, you know, but the previous 5 games, 2 or more strikeouts. It's become an MO for him where he's got 69 punchies, Bob, in 197 at-bats this year. It's a lot. So it's well over 30% here. So, knowing him, and you know the crazy thing with the draft, when he got drafted, you know he had one of the lowest strikeout rates of all drafted players coming out of college? And I think part of it was he doesn't want to give up power with 2 strikes. The other part is, when you have doubts, you can get into a tailspin. And I think that that's where he is right now. The talent's there for him. He can do so many great things. But he's not confident in his abilities at the moment. 2-strike approach especially is the one thing that I'm looking at. So I hate it for him. I do. One thing though, Millen, just to clarify with people saying guess pitches, some of the best hitters I've ever known guess. But you got to be convicted if you are going to guess. If you're sitting on a breaking ball, sell out for the breaking ball. But if you're not and you're in the middle, that's where guys are in trouble, and I think that that's what you're alluding to, Nolan. I think that's what Colton's doing. He's not committing one way or another, and then you're freezing up.
Yeah, I mean, guessing...
Constantly behind in the count, too, right?
Yeah, and guessing's no good if you're not going to take the bat off your shoulder. Like, remember the way that game, the Orioles and Blue Jays ended the other week where he struck out Bo Bichette, one of the ugliest swings I've ever seen Bichette make his life. Well, he was guessing there. I mean, he was still halfway through a swing when the ball was in the glove. I mean, so, but at least he swung. You know, it was high. It was the ugly swing, but he committed to something. Just wasn't the right thing.
Ripping it with Ryan, Bob Haney, Ryan Ripken, Nolan McGraw will come back, give you the schedule for the American League East, give you the standings as well. Jacob Calvin Meyer, talk about this series coming up with the A's. Talk about a team's got some good young talent. How about the A's? And by the way, they could bash them home runs too. Mm-hmm. It might be a lot of souvenirs flying around Camden Yard.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This weekend, Boston at San Diego, Ryan, 9:40. Ramon Laureano's made himself at home. Thank you very much. O'Hearn hit the game-tying homer. Boston had a seven-game streak come to an end. Tampa Bay at Seattle. I know I jinxed them by saying this. I think the Mariners are going to catch Houston when it's all said and done out west. And then Toronto at the Dodgers, battle of division leaders.
Yeah, I mean, Toronto. How about the Blue Jays? You were going to tell me right now, Bob. How about this? Major League Baseball. Two best teams. Toronto Blue Jays in the American League. Milwaukee Brewers in the National League. Was that on your bingo card right here on August 8th?
It was not. I thought Toronto was going to bounce back from last year's debacle, but not to the point where they'd be the best team in the American League. No.
Yeah. It's been impressive to watch. And I like the moves that they made at the deadline. You know, the Shane Bieber acquisition, you know, him coming back from surgery, and that's a long play for them. I really like that. Obviously, Sir Anthony did a little bit of a clubhouse swap and the double dip here in Baltimore right before the deadline.
Right.
You know, it's still, to me, a wide open American League, Bob. When you're looking at this, so many teams really are in it. I mean, Boston is going out there, and they're playing with all the confidence in the world, but they closed the gap a little bit, only four games back for the Toronto Blue Jays. Then the Mariners. I'm with you on, I think Seattle can be very dangerous. It's hard for me to really sleep on Houston, though.
Yep.
Just because they just continue to be inevitable. They win that division. They're there constantly. So I think it's going to be a fun ride, but that AL West in general, I'm still buying Texas. I'm buying that Texas is going to be right in the hunt here, but I am a little bit nervous about my Yankees fan. They haven't played good ball. Here's a fun stat for you. We were doing it on the Ryan Ripken Show the other day, and Zach Bollinger, who's helping me do the show, had the graphic out. The Yankees have 8 blown saves since July 1st. That's just blown saves, and you've seen how they've played. And we talked about in Baltimore fundamentally how they've had their problems. The Yankees, not only have they had bad fundamental games, they're just blowing games. And their bullpen, they added pieces, but so far, things are not clicking the way that they want here, and New York might be falling closer and closer outside the playoff hunt.
Yeah, and Devin Williams, who was thought to be a coup in the offseason from the Brewers, he hasn't recovered from his meltdown in the playoffs last year for them. Before we get to the phones, you look at the A's. Kurtz, Rooker, 23 homers apiece. Kurtz in only 76 games doing this. Langeliers has 22. Soderstrom got off to the great start, 21. Butler's got 15. Wilson is hurt right now. He's got 10. They got some thumpers in this lineup here going up against an Orioles pitching staff that could be somewhat susceptible to giving up the long ball.
Yeah, they got guys that can bop, that can do some serious damage. And Kurtz, specifically, the first baseman for the A's, he's a stud. He's an absolute beast. And the A's, they're actually like a fun team to watch. If you're a baseball fan, they got some really good young pieces. And obviously Brent Rooker, who was over there in Kansas City with Ryan O'Hearn.
Yeah.
They were bench buddies. Both get, you know, decided, or the DFA get moved on. And he's a premier player, all-star yet again this year. So the A's, they can swing it there. But after that big trade with the Padres and what they got back, future can be bright for the A's, wherever the heck they end up, you know, playing their games and what they're going to be called in the next few years. It's Vegas, right? They're going there.
I still call them Oakland.
Yeah. Why not?
I burned a lot of brain cells over the years. But let's get out to the phones. Hopefully the future's still bright for Colton Cowser. Will in Randallstown, let's talk about that. Will, what's up?
What's up, Bob? Hey,
yeah, man.
How you been, man? How's the family?
Everybody's good. Everybody's great. Bobby, thank you.
First base. Ryan, I know you like real positive, but like I like to see progressive play or whatever. If you know, everybody knows Cowser can't hit a changeup or all speed pitch once he gets behind. God forbid he fouls off an early fastball or take it for a strike. Somebody like Jackson Holliday is learning little by little, but I don't want to see the same mistakes year by year. He was doing that before he got hurt last year. So this year, by him getting hurt and coming back, things don't change until you make adjustments. And it's just like I don't see the adjustments by him as much as, like I said, somebody like Jackson Holliday. Even Gunnar defensively has made his adjustments into the positive thing. My favorite young player is probably Westberg and Jackson Holliday right now. And I definitely want Gunnar to be part of the future. But those three, I think, are the core of this team. We just have no pitching talk of, and that's what they need to stack up.
Hey, Will, thanks for the call. Skeptical as Will on the Moo Man there.
I mean, I understand because he is, in this case right now, it's been a little bit of a regression. But I like to talk about this when we're looking at the factors for Cowser. You go down in the first opening week of the season. Then you're on the pine and you're trying to get acclimated. And then you're coming back into an environment where a team is, you know, you love the guys, but you're trying to feel right and the team's not playing well. And we're not saying vibes to be trendy, but you know when you're in a place, if it's the workspace, you're in an environment and things aren't great because you're not doing what you need to do, which is win ball games, that impacts you on the day-to-day. Now, I agree that Cowser with two strikes and off-speed pitching has been a problem. It has been for him. And I think where the Orioles and for Colton, the combination with the coaches, you got to figure out why was a guy that was so good at putting the ball in play and not striking out coming out of college be one of the worst at doing that now? I do think one of the philosophies was don't give up power with two strikes. And therefore, then, you sell out more and you miss pitches. But when I look at his talent, he can hit the ball the other way with authority. He can pull a baseball with authority. I've seen him pull a fastball well inside 96 miles an hour, and he gets his hands in and puts it out, and he's also gone deep the other way. So for Cowser, I'm not going to give up on him on any of that, but I think it'd be really beneficial for him, and I don't know if this has been done, to sit down and go, let's reset to help you get back to why we drafted you. That was, you had great bat-to-ball skills. I don't think it's gone away. You know, I was reading something right now, just to give context. Mickey Moniak was the top pick for the Phillies a few years ago.
Yep.
He was supposed to be a guy, right? And he didn't pan out for the Phillies. Now, for some reasons, they had different roster constructions. But think about that. Top pick. You're going to move on from him because he was having struggles when he came up. And as I pull up his stats, Philly for a couple of years and went to the Angels. And he had 1 year in L.A., 85 games, he hit 280. And then last year hit 219. And they're going, he's starting to trend the wrong way. But something clicked for him because he has the talent. He's got 17 jacks right now. And I think his OPS is one of the highest it's been since July 1st. So Colton, just like Moniak, you have talent. You just got to figure out, how do we get back to why we picked you in the first place. And I think that's the question I don't have the answer to, but I'm not going to give up on the Moo Man just yet.
Rip it in with Ryan, Bob Haney, Ryan Ripken, Nolan McGraw. We'll come back, talk Orioles with Jacob Calvin Meyer, Funhouse Trip, and then Inside Access takes over at 2. Coming up at 6 o'clock, it's Baltimore baseball tonight. Me, Ryan, Joe LaCroix, Jerry's Home Services. Come on down.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Say hello. Jacob Calvin Meyer. Jacob, what's happening?
Hey, fellas.
Let's talk about Adley Rutschman here since his return from the IL. He's been getting his extra base hit. Not a ton of home runs, but still getting those base totals up. And we saw him percolate before the injury, Jacob, as you know, in June. So after a great spring, great opening day, then a couple of months of, oh my God, we're going back to last year again. Why are we starting to see Adley look more and more like the guy that we all thought he was and still think in some circles will be?
That's a great question. Honestly, it might just be that he might be the healthiest he's been in a while. So that could be part of it, of getting, you know, about a month off after that injury. He might also be a little mentally clearer than he's been in a while, right? Like, I bet you Ryan can attest to this, that, you know, sometimes, you know, being on the IL sucks. And for somebody like Adley, who cares about this team as much as he does, and it was his first time on the IL, it probably sucks more than it does for most people. At the same time, and this goes for anything in anybody's life, sometimes if you take a step back and give yourself a little bit of a mental break, that can actually lead to some good things. At the same time, before he got hurt, he had about 3 weeks where he was basically the Adley Rutschman of old. So what he's doing now is basically what he was doing for 3 to 4 weeks before he got hurt. And so you're right, the power, the home run numbers aren't there. But I think if you ask Adley, every single person in the organization and every single Orioles fan, would they prefer Adley Rutschman to hit 275 with 15 homers and walk a ton and hit, you know, 40 doubles in a season? Or would you prefer Adley to hit 240 with 27 homers, fewer doubles and not as many walks? Even if the OPS is the same in both scenarios, I think everybody prefers the Adley Rutschman that's going to hit doubles in the gaps and is going to walk a ton versus the guy that we saw in the first half of last season where he was hitting a ton of homers, but the walks weren't really there. So this is the Adley that I think most people remember seeing in 2022 and 2023.
Yeah, I agree with you there. And I also can attest and agree with your statement. Being injured stinks. And sitting there and waiting to try to get back and get into form, right, Jacob? It's especially for a guy that wants to prove himself. So maybe let's talk about another guy that wants to prove himself. We talked about him the last couple segments. That's Colton Cowser, the Moon Man with Cowser. I feel like for him, like we've mentioned with Adley, whether it's been banged up or not being in the headspace, Cowser, for me, while I know the strikeouts have been a concern, to me, he seems like he's pressing. You know, just being around from what you've seen, is there anything that's standing out to you? And I try to tell people as well, it hasn't, just like Adley, it hasn't been a normal road for Colton this year because he was excited about making this big jump, and then he was put right on the IL just a week into the season.
Yeah, it's been a tough year for him because of the injury, right? And then he comes back to a team that's, you know, very much not the team that it was when he got injured because, you know, the club was 10, 15 games under 500 and they're kind of fighting for their lives at that point. Everybody knows that the deadline is approaching when he came back in whatever that was, early June. You know, and then this happens and nine guys get traded and he's in a little bit of a slump. And so, listen, Colton Cowser is extremely important to this team. I'm probably higher on him than the vast majority of people, and that's because I'm right and those people are wrong. No, listen. If you had to say who the best all-around player on this team or the best all-around talent on this team is, that's Gunnar Henderson, obviously. If I had to put somebody number two, I would say Colton Cowser. And we saw that last season. He was their second best player last season. He is a guy that has, you know, 30 homer potential, 20 stolen base potential, gold glove potential. Other than Gunnar, there's nobody else on this team that really has that combination. And he's a guy that walks a ton. And so, listen, the defense is still there. I know that the metrics don't love him as much this year as last year, but he's been playing a good left field. He's clearly pressing at the plate. And he's got 7 weeks left to kind of get back on track here a little bit going into the offseason. And I think when you look at him and a bunch of other guys, you know, Ryan Mountcastle is another one where it's like, man, you really need a good last, you know, 6-7 weeks of the season so that you can get your mojo back going into the offseason.
Well, since you're always right, Jacob, always, and I agree, then what do you think the Orioles should do here down the stretch when it comes to Beavers and Bisaccia? Not when I say, what do you think? Maybe what you would want to see. Because I think this is an opportunity for these young guys for the last 2 months. This is a runway for them to be able to go out and play. But people are wondering when that time's coming, the business decisions of having team control, rookie eligibility, all that. But give me JCM's wish list of what you would like to see with those two guys down the stretch.
Yeah, I think I put those two guys into different categories a little bit because let's start with Bisaccia, right? He is a guy that is a top 100 prospect, which means that if he is rookie eligible next season, that he could potentially, if he wins the Rookie of the Year award, grant the team that PPI pick. Same thing that happened with Gunnar Henderson, a pick at the end of the first round in the following year's draft. That is a pretty valuable proposition considering he, you know, has, you know, got hurt earlier this season. He's a catcher. He's still only 20 years old. And you have the it's not a small percent chance that Samuel Bisaccia is the American League Rookie of the Year next year. He's that good. In fact, if he's a rookie next year, I would probably say that he will have the best odds, if not the, you know, second or third best odds to win the award. And so whether you like it or not, and this, you know, sort of does fall under the category of service time manipulation or whatever you want to call it, whether you like it or not, it would be very difficult for the front office to give up on that potential by calling up Bisaccia, say, today versus in 2 weeks, when if you call him up in 2 weeks, he will still be rookie eligible next season. Beavers is different, though, because he's not a top 100 prospect. He's never been a top 100 prospect. He's playing like one, But because the draft just happened and you have an influx of talent into farm systems, the likelihood that Beavers is going to land on two top 100 lists before next season, which is the qualifier to potentially grant your team that PPI draft pick if you win the award, that's a really small percent chance, on top of the fact that if for him to win the award next year, he would have to beat out Samuel Vasayo, right? So Beers is a different category. That shouldn't, in my view, really be a consideration. So Vasayo, if they wait a couple weeks, I get it. It doesn't mean it's good or bad, right? I'm leaving that out of it. Beavers, honestly, starting today, for me, it's a little bit confusing that he's not up here because, listen, if you say, okay, the deadline was a crazy time, the organization's sort of hectic, this is chaos, you know, we're facing a really great lefty in Chicago, we're going to face two more great lefties in Philly, you know, there's no need to bring up Beavers and have him either, you know, have three of his first six games against these stud lefties or sit him in half of his first six games. Whereas now, you know, we're a week past that. The rookie eligibility thing shouldn't really be a concern. He's hitting two home runs in every game down in AAA. And I think they're going to face right-handed pitchers for like each of their next six, seven, eight games. So I'm a little bit confused with Beavers. And I think the best thing for him at this point is to get him up here and see what it looks like.
He's always right. I agree with that. Jacob Calvin Meyer, Baltimore Sun. Jacob, appreciate the time. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys.
And he's making some good points there, Ryan Ripken, about Dylan Beavers. You know, they kind of do need some outfielders, I guess. Anywho, we'll come back. Nolan McGraw is going to be joining us. He's got a big announcement about what his weekend's going to be all about. Inside Access at 2. Baltimore Baseball tonight. Me, Ryan, Joe LaCroix, live from Pickles, 6 o'clock. Come on down, say hi. No chance of rain. Going to be a beautiful night. Come on down. Let's reconvene. As Orioles fans, granted the season's turned out to be a dud, but, you know, we can still support the local nine and have a little fun on a Friday night in Charm City. Nolan, people may not have heard this news, but you got a big day planned tomorrow. Wearing your Terp shirt, feel it. What's going on over here?
I love this shirt. It's a nice shirt.
It is a nice shirt.
Great shirt. Shout out Marshalls.
Yes.
Nobody heard that, right? No, I'm kidding. 2-4 tomorrow. Make sure you're listening to The Fan. I'll be on. The subject we were just talking to Jacob Calvin Meyer about will be at the forefront of tomorrow's show. My gripes, my issues with Mike Elias' decision to delay the call-ups of Sam Vasayo and Dylan Beavers. I understand, to give you a little tease here, set the stage for tomorrow, I guess I understand why they're doing this. The service time, the rookie status, eligibility, all of that. That's kind of been in line with what they've been doing since he got here. You know, Mike Elias in the rebuild days. But isn't that kind of a rebuild type of move? Shouldn't we change our methods or our strategies now that really you're under a lot of pressure to win next year? Why are you valuing the potential, not the guarantee, the potential for a compensatory draft pick over your guys right now? Just doesn't make sense to me.
I'm going to have to tune in to hear the full Nolan McGraw go at it for 2 hours tomorrow. But it's the hot topic. It's the hot topic here, besides the fact that, you know, we can talk about the tickets and whatnot, yeah, and the team's not playing well. But if the team's not playing well and you got a lot of young talent and stars, when are you going to see those guys go? And the question still remains is, who do you plan to have be a part of your 2026 big picture? And the only way, in my mind, you're going to find that out, you're going to have to play the guys that deserve the time, because this runway of time, if the Orioles are expected to win next year, you got to find it out right now. Don't play this game you've done the last 2 years of, well, this guy's going to play, we're going to platoon. No, no, no. They've earned the right. They deserve the time. Let's see what they got.
How about a little curveball here? JCM just explained the Beavers thing. No reason he shouldn't be here. But you've waited this long with Vasayo. Why don't you just wait the next week, bring him up, so you do control that extra year?
Well,
I mean, if you've already gone this long without doing it.
Well, that's another thing. Yeah. To be this far in, I guess that, I mean, you made the mistake of waiting this long. Yeah. So double your losses, I guess. But really, it should have been up here the day after the trade deadline. All those holes got created on the roster, and we've got just essentially placeholder guys up here taking at bats. That's not good for anybody. That's not doing anybody any favors. And I would say roughly, let's just say Beavers and Vasayo played every day between the trade deadline and whatever, August 15th, the magic date. That comes out to roughly somewhere between 45 and 60 at bats each. Is that a lot in the grand scheme of things? No. Is that enough to make any grand determinations about either player? No. But if I'm both of those guys, I want those at-bats. You want to know how valuable it is? Just ask those guys. You want those 45 to 60 at-bats, or do you not want them? The answer is easy. I want those at-bats because it's going to help me going into spring next year. It's going to help me get acclimated faster, and it's going to answer all of our questions that we have about this roster that much faster.
You have any guests tomorrow, or are you just riffing for 2 hours?
We do have a guest. Paul Valley, actually former co-worker here at the Fan, now doing great stuff at PressBox Sports. He'll be joining me at 3.
All right. So I got the Orioles covered. I'm sure a little Ravens talk might pop up.
Absolutely. If it's stock up, stock down after the preseason game.
How about a little Maryland football preview now?
Maybe, if there's time.
Yeah, I mean, if anyone know what's going on out there, it's like they got that thing on complete, super terrific lockdown. Mike Locksley was at M&T. What, 4 Terps were out there? A couple playing, a couple not so much. And only we have time for a funhouse, or are we just tapping out?
Let's not be awkward. Let's do a few.
Okay.
Quick Draws Funhouse.
You don't need to be awkward.
Sponsored by the Smile Design
Center. I'm already on 695 mentally.
One smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com. 105.7 The Fan.
How about Jim in Mount Vernon says, Tyler Loop doesn't have to replace Justin Tucker. He just needs to replace last year's Justin Tucker. If he can do that, would be certainly good enough for this year's team to succeed.
That's a great point. We were talking earlier, Ryan. Tucker's rookie year, he's 31 of 34, kicking game-winning field goals in the playoffs and started, which will probably, we think, end up to be a Hall of Fame career. But as the texter said, hey, just be better than, well, Tucker next to last or among the worst in football last year. Be better than that. You're good.
Don't compare him to the Hall of Fame, Justin Tucker, where he's making every single kick. He's better last year. I'm with it. Get him comfortable. Build confidence. He'll be good to go.
And one more on the Ravens for the road. Texter here says, just shut Keaton Mitchell down for the rest of the preseason. I've seen enough out of him, out of last night alone. He's ready. As long as Ali is healthy, he and Johnson can carry the load the rest of the preseason. Heck, you could even sign someone off the street just to eat the reps for all I care. Don't put Keaton in harm's way.
I'm cool with it. You know, if Keaton wants to play to get reps, great, but the burst is there, the vision's there, the explosiveness is there. You can bubble wrap him. I'm cool with that, but we'll see what happens.
Texter said, two good texts. Glad you went to the text line. He'll get his work in practice.
Mm-hmm.
Got nothing left to prove there. That's going to do it for us for the week. Me and Ryan, along with Joe LaCroix, live from Pickles, coming up at 6. You want to come down and say hello to us before we get you ready for the A's and Orioles game, one of this 3-game set. Nolan McGraw tomorrow, 2-4. He's going to be chock full of angst. Get in here and listen to him riff. Can't wait to hear his musical selections as well. For Nolan McGraw, Ryan Ripken, I'm Bob Haney. Inside Access coming up next. Have a great weekend, everyone. Stay safe. Stay healthy. We'll talk to you when we talk to you. For now, class dismissed.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.